This is the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith radio broadcast. Bishop Anthony J. Patterson, Apostle, Pastor, and General Overseer. We invite you to come to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation. Again, welcome to the Whole Truth radio broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. This is the same church started on the day of Pentecost in Acts, the second chapter. Bishop Patterson preaches, teaches, and we also believe the Apostles' Doctrine. This is the true vine of the Apostles' Doctrine, founded in this evening time by Bishop S.C. Johnson. Proclaimed by Bishop S. McDowell Shelton and Bishop Nehemiah. The one true gospel of Jesus Christ is today being declared by Bishop Anthony J. Patterson. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good. Stay tuned to this station for the Whole Truth radio broadcast. For information concerning the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith, direct all prayer requests, requests for literature, and correspondence to Bishop Anthony J. Patterson, Apostle and General Overseer, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023. Again, that address is Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023. You may call Bishop Patterson at area code 610-583-2400. Keep listening to this station for another inspiring message preached by none other than Bishop Anthony J. Patterson.
The power of God. But see, so many err. Don't know the scripture and don't know the power of God. He has power here in the earth and in heaven. He said, all power, all of it, is given unto me. He has power to destroy, and he has power to build up. He has power to save. He has power of the furnace, and he has the thermometer, and has it set for a heat that no man can quench. No man shall be able to put out or get relief. But you got to go to your journey's end. It's just like being on the highway, and You started on your way. You know where your destination is. There are going to be a couple pit stops only to get gas for the vehicle. And as Bishop Shelton preached, every time you have an opportunity on your journey to make it to the house of the Lord, he said, don't leave until you have your gas tank filled with the Spirit. Because there's going to be some that will trouble you on your journey. But you've got to continue until you pull into port, until you land on the holy runway. Don't let them that trouble you defeat you. As I've been toiling with him all the morning, what shall I say? What deed shall we do? Had in mind to sing a friendship with Jesus, a sweet communion is just totally divine. And I read in the scripture, where can I go from your presence? And you're not there. Just let me hold to that unchanging hand. Give me those things that are not corruptible. And it's wonderful I come to church. And some are thinking about the same thing. It gives my heart joy. They began to sing the song, Friendship. Friendship with Jesus. He is a close, dear friend of mine. We are not strangers from each other because he lives in me. He died for me, so that he might live in me. And they began to sing the song, give to me, Lord, those things that just won't pass away. Those things that are incorruptible, not fleshly things. And I sat here thanking God for his people who want to make it to their journey's end. They said, I started out many, many years ago. There have been some trials. There have been temptations. There have been tests for me. But you know, my God has delivered me from them all. He's helping me even now to make my journey's end. And as I sat here, wondering where can I go? And his presence is not there. If I make my bed to lie in the hell, you're there. If I can take the wings of the morning and fly to the uttermost part of the sea, you're there. Even there, you're going to find me. Your right hand shall hold me.
If I say,
surely,
the
darkness of this world is going to cover me.
Even the night
is going to be light about me. Because see, you're there. You're helping me to make my journey's end. Even the dark places, even though they cover me,
if I say
surely
the darkness shall cover me,
it's still light for me.
Even the night shall be light about me.
Light about me.
Yea, the darkness
can't hide from thee. That's God helping his people make their journey's end. And as I sat here, he gave such a beautiful thought, and it didn't take much for me to realize what the Spirit is now saying to the church. Let me part unto you. And it's my prayer that if this gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are already lost, whom the God of this world had them blind. But my prayer is that your single eye have light. And how great is your light, that even at the night, even in the dark places of your mind, the Holy Ghost can flip on the switch and bring you back to truth, that everlasting life. And he will get into the dark crevices where spider webs and dust balls have taken up residence. And he was just sweet. And you will help him sweep to tear down all of the dark curtains that you've built so his light can shine about you. And the thought was, the tree which tree? I know of two. And he said, you have already touched and tasted of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You've already touched and tasted. And I said, Lord, dost thou speak of the tree of life? I speak of that tree that shall give you everlasting life. But before Adam or Eve could touch that tree, he put them out of his paradise. And he guarded that tree. But can't you realize that life came and got on a cross? And he said, I am the everlasting life. You shall never die. If you believe on me, I'm giving you the opportunity to touch me, to taste of me. Taste and see that the Lord, he's good. Come on, taste of me and see that I'm good. I'm good for your eating. I'm a good for you. I want you to live with me forever. Come taste of me. I put them out before they could touch that tree. But lo and behold, that tree was born of a virgin, came and lived among us. That root of David that never had an end of that scepter being carried until Shiloh came. And he's coming again. Come taste of me. Come touch me. And once you taste it, you shall never die. You shall never die. You shall never die. Come on, give me that sweet savor of life unto life. Touch the tree. Come on and touch God. What a wonderful opportunity that when you walked through his doors, I'm coming today to hear what thus saith the Lord. I've had a week of dealing with that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I've tasted of that tree, and that tree was death to me. That tree was death. Death entered in the world at the taste of that tree. Come on, let me taste of the tree of life. Taste and see. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he's good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Woman that trusts in him. You know, all the trees that he made and the herbs, he said, is good for eating. You have an opportunity now to to be saved. And give the Lord a sweet savor as you put your life on the altar of sacrifice. And you're going to be tried by fire. But it's a sweet savor to the Lord when you put your life on the sacrifice altar. When Noah came out of the ark after the Lord had spared him and saved his life, he built an altar and gave the best. And the Bible tells me it was a sweet savor to the Lord. Give him your life. Because he's going to have a sweet savor where there is a death unto death or life unto life. In 2 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter and the 14th verse, we give thanks and glory to God. Because, see, we do not in this position wrest scriptures to our own destruction. But we denounce those that use the word of God deceitfully for their own gain. But see, they have a form of godliness, but they are denying his power to destroy. Now thanks be unto God. We are always going to win. No matter what your situation might be, you will always triumph in Christ Jesus. Just give God the glory. And just give him the thanks. You are always going to triumph in Christ. You are going to make manifest his savor. All the things that you know of his wisdom and his knowledge. By us, the holy apostles of Jesus Christ. In every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ. In them, whether you are saved, and in them also, he's going to have his way if you perish. To one, we are the savior of death to death.
And
to the other,
the savior of life
unto life.
And who is sufficient for these
things? Who is sufficient to have it, whether you live or die? For we are not as many that corrupt the word of God. But as of God, speak we in Christ. Seeing we have this ministry. We've got mercy. Not gonna faint. Gotten those hidden things that just against our nature. Not to walking in craftiness. Just to have you come here and empty your pocketbook. But trying to build you up in the word of God. That if you don't have any money, you will get something to take with you. To help you taste of that tree. And see that he's good. That if you don't have food, you can still taste and see that the Lord is good. And the Lord said, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Taste and see. You are always going to triumph. Even when the enemy tries to destroy you, you shall always win. You must. You must. I had a great opportunity yesterday to just pluck from a tree at will. The owner of the tree brought me endless bags to fill at my own will from his tree. Have as much. Take as much as you want. And the owner of the tree came to the tree with me and at some point helped me pluck from the tree. And every side of the tree I could go to, there was fruit. There was fruit. There was fruit. There was fruit. And it seemed as I plucked from the tree, more fruit and more fruit and more fruit. It would have taken me, seem as though days, to pluck all of the fruit from the tree. But I got enough for my eating. And got enough so that the people of God might have. Come on. Taste and see. Taste of his fruit. As the prophet before said, I am the transformer. You might not have the opportunity yourself to go and just pull and pull and pull and pull from the tree. But here is a great opportunity to taste of the fruit of the tree. And if God should tarry, you shall have inside of you what the root of the tree gave to the fruit. And that is eternal life. Understand me. The tree of life. Come taste. Oh, taste and see. He is so good. He's good. He's able. His words are so assuring. unto me, all ye that labor. Come work in my vineyard. I'll give you the rest. That everlasting rest. You would have to want for nothing if you come and drink of my well. Come taste of my waters. Eat of the fruit that Adam and Eve could not touch. Come on, grab the Son of Man. I am the way. I am the way. I am the way. I'm the way. The way of truth. Come eat of me. You don't have to be like the ones in the Old Testament that had manna, said to them, you can have of the everlasting bread of life if you only partake of me. Take my flesh. Take my flesh. Take my blood that was shed for thee. And live. And live. And live. And live. And just live. And live. Have your being. Live. Have your being. Live. In Christ Jesus. Come taste. It's wonderful to me. Taste and see I'm good. I'm so sweet. And you can give me a beautiful savor. If you put your life on the altar of sacrifice and burn it by fire, tried as silver and gold is tried. It's tried by fire. Here today, in your very presence, I remember how the prophet said, just reach up, up, he said, take your hands and reach, he said. Reach high. Touch God, he said. Let that cloud hover all over you. And feel that wind as it brush against the hairs on your skin. As he move all over you. A light wind. Just let him have his way. He only comes to have his will. And this is his will concerning you. Just feel him all over you. Some people think he might be a nuisance. Like when a fly come and land on the hairs of your arm and they swat at him to kill the fly. But let the Holy Ghost just have his way. He's not a nuisance. He's not a nuisance. He's coming to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. He's coming to save you, to let you taste of the tree of life, that everlasting, everlasting life. If you just let me have my way, you won't be displeased when you walk into my kingdom. You won't be displeased with my handiwork when you see the place I prepared for thee. You won't be displeased when you can just have your way going to and fro. Eat or don't eat, just let me have my way now. And you can have your way when you have obtained the prize and you're wearing that crown. But just let me have my way now with you. You can go through the valleys and the shadows of death, but don't you fear. I'm right there with you. I'm able to carry you through it. When the death angel knocks on your door, you can say, "Get thee behind me. I must live. I must live. I am partaking of that tree that I shall never die." You might take this flesh to the grave, but I shall live forevermore. I'm going to live forevermore. I'm going to possess the country. I'm going to walk up the King's highway. I'm going to walk up the King's highway. I'm tasting, and I love the taste. I have the Lord. He's even in my mouth. He's even in my mouth. I am tasting of the tree. I am tasting of the tree. And oh, how sweet. And oh, how sweet. How good. How good he is. He's wonderful in my mouth. He's wonderful in my mouth. It is not death that he's in my mouth. He's everlasting life for me. I've got to see. Now that you're in me and your kingdom is in me, how sweet the feeling How wonderful the feeling! I feel the Christ child living in me. I feel the Christ child moving in me. I feel the Holy Ghost overshadowing me. And it's a wonderful feeling to be impregnated with the Christ child. It is something that God did himself. And now I'm born again. How sweet is the taste? How sweet is the taste? How sweet? How sweet is the word of the Lord? How good, how good, how good is the word of the Lord? Hollow, hollow, precious, more precious than my fleshly life is the name Jesus in me, is the name Jesus that's in me. That tree of life that lives in me. All the way from the roots, up the branches, through the trunk of the tree. Just hold it. But God knows that spoiled fruit falls to the ground. Spoiled fruit falls to the ground. But I am still holding on to the branch. I am still holding on to the branch. And the picker is coming soon. The picker is coming soon. The picker is coming for the good fruit. The picker is coming for the good fruit. He's not taking any bruised fruit. You've got to be without spot. You've got to be without wrinkle as you hang on this tree. And your God is able. He planted the tree. And every season, the picker comes and takes some on to the rest. Every season, there are some that make it through their season. There are some that still have the testimony how they trusted in God, did not reach for a crutch, but found God as their crane, found God as their stick. It was their season, but God saved them out of it. Even if you don't deliver me, I'm still going to trust in you. The salvation for me is if I die in the Lord, you are happy. Because there's a fruit that just won't fall when the winds come and the rains come and the tree just won't be moved. The fruit just won't fall off the tree. I'm holding on with all that is within me. I'm holding on with all that is within me. I got to hold on until the picker comes. I've got to hold on until the picker comes. I must hold on. Hold on. Hold on until the picker comes. He's coming soon. Our season is almost over, but we've got to hold on.
It shall be light.
Patterson from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. You may reach me at Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania 19023. You may also reach us by way of the World Wide Web at theapostolicfaith.org. Theapostolicfaith.org. Thank you for tuning in to this radio station at this time for the Whole Truth Radio broadcast.